The Dotadoya stocks have never been this down. Let's talk about that.
Nick. Oh, Nana, you kind of mixed me up there at the very end. That was, I don't think you've ever done that one before.
I feel
like
you,
a half yell.
I feel like you've been used to some mix-ups lately, Dotto.
That's hurtful, Nana. That's especially with the way you framed the intro. Like, there's a lot of different ways we can go with this podcast. But yeah, I've taken some losses lately. But also, I would describe my past week as very bittersweet. Bittersweet for sure.
Yeah, you know what? So let's just dive right in. Are you a Marvel head?
Like in general, like, you know, like all Marvel?
Yes. Like, does Marvel do a lot for you, I guess?
A lot for me, I don't know, bro. I'm kind of like a casual guy. I was a DC Comics kid. Yeah, I like the DC. Like Green Lantern, Green Arrow, the Green Lantern and Green Arrow crossover. That shit was good. So Marvel, not really, but when the movies, like once Iron Man came out, normal opinion alert. Once the first Iron Man came out, I was like, that was awesome, dude. Like, this is really good. And then I was pretty locked in on the movies after that. But I'm not like a super fanboy, bro. Like Thor 2 and 3, I'm not watching that shit. Ant-Man and the Quantumania, I'm not watching that shit. What are some other Marvel movies
Wait, you didn't watch Quantumania?
Hell no, dude. I'm not watching that shit. I don't know how to say it, bro. I'm not watching that shit.
I will say, like, obviously I like Paul Rudd, but like,
he's fine.
I went to that movie for Kang. Like, I needed to see, like, how were they setting up Kang. And in order for that movie to have a, like, proper climax and payoff, they needed to, of course, defeat that Kang specifically. But I don't feel like that set up Kang that well, because how is your new big baddie losing to, like, Ant-Man, bro? Like, no offense to Ant-Man fans, but how are you letting him lose? Like, Thanos, we weren't watching Thanos lose to Ant-Man, Dotto. Like, that wasn't happening.
I'm already going to start with pissed comic book fans off, and I don't mean it this way. I'm just trying to give the layman's opinions. I understand I'm not a comic guy, but to a normal guy like me, and probably even more to even more normal people, you can't be fucking introducing Nano. You're very generous. You said he can't lose to Ant-Man, which is true. But I'm gonna take it a step further. You can't fucking introduce the guy in an Ant-Man film. What the fuck are you doing, dog? Ant-Man? What? As soon as I saw that, I was like, and well, I do not give a fuck.
Dada, they did that. They did that because they needed to. You know, it's kind of like when I did my first part one Dragon Ball Legends video. For this anniversary, and I didn't get the Cell Max versus UI Goku and Gohan animation, but by God, I reacted to it so that way it could be on the thumbnail and be in the video, because I needed it in my video. That's what they did, Dotto, but on a much grander scale. They're like, man, dude, we're making a third Ant-Man. How are we going to get asses in seats? And they're like, we got to make him fight the new big baddie, Dotto.
The thing is, I don't even agree with that, but that, like, well, no, I'm not even don't even, I, like, I literally agree with that. I just don't think you can do YouTube techniques with, like, cinematic productions.
Which, Dotto, we haven't mentioned yet, but they can watch a bonus podcast as well as all of our bonus content that we have available here on Key Moments by becoming a key member. You can get it by clicking join here on YouTube, or you can go to patreon.com/key moments and join over there and save a couple of dollars to get access to what is a year and a half worth of content. Every time we release a podcast, we release some kind of bonus content. So things like gaming videos.
You're picked. Right there.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
What are you?
Yes.
This cheese.
Bonus podcasts.
We end the recording and both Rhyme and Dion, they've never done this. They were like,
reactions.
We have reached a hero's level.
And so much more. So thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Now, Dotto, what was that?
You get a family out there like, this is the next big bad. And then you sit down and it's like quirky Ant-Man shrinks down. Fucking, and then they beat the big bad. It's like, okay, dude, like, this shit is us.
Wait, so you haven't seen it or you have seen it? Because you do keep saying things.
I've not seen it. I'm just going off of what you said. And again, like, I've been on the internet. I've seen, like, you know, I think the scene of all the Kangs, like, cheering is from that movie, right?
It's the mid-credit sequence.
That's the only thing I've seen from the film. And, like, I don't, every time I see an Ant-Man movie clip, I've watched the first Ant-Man.
Quantumania is the only one I've watched.
The reason I watched the first one is, again, it's not even anything against the actors. I like them. It's just the characters they're playing are not meant to be A-listers, in my opinion. Like, these are... these are like the Krillins of the Avenger movie. You know, like they show up and you're like, oh, yay, woohoo. But there's a reason we don't have a Krillin movie where it's starring Krillin and he goes and takes down the, I don't know, Moro, bro. Like, that doesn't happen. They fight the small guys.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. I mean, I feel like we've had this conversation before, and I've definitely had this conversation with my friends. Like, there are characters that just don't need their solo films. They are way more exciting to see when they're, like, an actual side character, or you can give them the spotlight for a minute and, like, a main character's movie, but they don't need their own main movie. And I think, yeah, I agree.
Also, 100%. I respect the swing. Like, if you want to swing on a side character and maybe try to bump them up, I can respect the swing every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
But this Quantumanium was like, what, the third Ant-Man movie?
Yes.
That's not a swing, dog. It's like, you are clickbaiting at this point. You fucking know that is Ant-Man. Like, you know what this is. We did not need a third swing. Yeah, give somebody else a shot. But yeah, no. What was even the top? Oh, my.
Yeah, dude, sorry. Let's go back. Let's get back.
What the fuck are we talking about?
It's a Fighting Soul, Dotto.
Yeah, we were talking about Marvel Arc Fighting Soul.
Game, which unfortunately, now how warm are you on Marvel vs. Capcom being actually dead?
I'm not warm on it. I think the reason I don't really care is because I accepted this a long time ago, right? So what you're bringing up is Marvel vs. Capcom, long-standing fighting game series, and now it's very clear that Marvel has given the reins to Arc System Works to do this crazy new thing, which basically confirms to me like this shit is dead. Like Marvel vs. Capcom is no more. We will not see it for at least, I don't know, 20, 25 years. Something crazy like that. Like I really don't think it's coming back now.
Okay, well, I wanted to bring this up for two reasons. One, because I wanted to see which you think is more dead. The possibilities of a Fighters 2 or Marvel vs. Capcom 4. Assuming that we're not counting Infinite as an actual like number title. I do think they'd come out and call it 4, don't you agree? Do you think they call it 5 or do you think they call it 4 if they ever did come back with it?
I think they would. Yeah, I think it would have a. Yeah, it would be 4.
Okay. So, have you seen the leak? You've seen the leak guy, right? That apparently is called everything. His entire list has been completely accurate, and the only thing I think missing right now is Marvel vs. Capcom 4. He called a Marvel game by Arxis. He called the DLC characters for Street Fighter 6, and there's one other thing he called, and the only thing that is not completed on that list is Marvel vs. Capcom 4.
I just don't know why they would do.
I agree.
I don't think that's like, I don't know why they would do that. Why would they green light that? Like, let's split up our fighting game amongst two things. I don't know. That seems like bad business to me. But I have seen the leak, and he was right on Alex being in Street Fighter, which is good enough for me.
So, okay. So then let me pose this in a different way. And I think I know the answer to this, but we gotta hear it out of the dotted boy mouth here. So Marvel's Capcom 4 or this Marvel game? By Arxis.
This Marvel game. Yeah. That was a stupid question.
I
will say, I'm not hating on Marvel vs. Capcom. I feel like I say this and people think I'm hating. When I play Marvel vs. Capcom games, I would always play the Capcom characters because Capcom is really cool to me. So I am sad that Capcom's not going to be a part of the roster. But when it comes to Glaze, I will fucking get down on both knees and just start fucking sucking when it comes to Arxis, bro. Like, what do you want me to do, dog? Like, they just make shit cooler than anybody else can make it. To the point where I don't want to stay on this too long because our podcast is very quickly Twitter bullied me this week, the section, but I part of my many tweets I made about the game was I thought Miss Marvel looked really cool in this one, just like the way they animated like her stretchy powers and shit. I thought they did it super cool. So I was like usually she's a nothing character to me, but Arxis does it one time and they knocked it out of the park. I'm so excited, she looks like the best character. And people were not happy about that, Nana. They did not like that I called her a nothing character to me. I didn't even say nothing character. I said nothing character to me. They did not like that shit. But I don't know, dude. Have you ever seen her in anything? Like, to me, I've only seen her in the Avengers game. Yes. And I know she had like a Disney Plus show, but I didn't watch it.
Well, she had a Disney Plus show, and then she was in the Marvels, that movie that came out like 2 years ago.
I didn't watch that one either, dude. Like,
when
I say Marvel fell off, I mean fell off to me, dog. Like, after Thanos was done and dusted, I'm here for Spider-Man. I went to Thor Love and Thunder, and that fucking sucked ass, dude. Like, this is what I'm talking about. People tell me Marvel didn't fall off. Every time I tried, that shit definitely sucked ass to me. The fucking goats screaming, That's the only way Arx is. If they add a goat screaming in the background of one of the stages, I'm actually not playing that stage.
I don't think
that stage might as well be banned in my household. That shit is ass.
I didn't dislike that movie as much as everyone else does, but the goat screaming was like, oh my god, dude, like. Come on, man. Like, who are we making these movies for?
I didn't like that. I walked out of that movie and I was, because I loved Ragnarok. Like, Thor Ragnarok, I was like, dude, that was awesome. Like,
Like, Thor 2, Thor 3, Ragnarok is Thor 3. You just threw shade at it.
Oh, no. We might have to add a pop up, bro, because that's a bad opinion. I thought Thor had.
Thor's had four films. Thor Love and Thunder is the fourth. Ragnarok is the third. Two is Dark World.
I thought there was Thor 2 and then Dark World. I thought Dark World was like three without a number. Let me take it back, bro. That was a crazy opinion then. Thor Ragnarok, apparently Thor 3. I did not know that. Marvel Scrub, by the way. That one was really good. That one was awesome.
Yeah, that one, that was the Hulk team up. You know, I feel like that was where, like, they teetered on the goat screaming comedy a bit, but they didn't go full goat screaming, you know?
I haven't rewatched it, but I do unfortunately think that Love and Thunder was kind of just too much of what they were doing in Ragnarok, so much so that if I went back and watched Ragnarok, I wonder if I hate it a little more now.
I do wonder if I would dislike it.
You're totally right, though. It was like, when Ragnarok, I was like, oh, it's a little, like, quirky, funny, okay. And in Love and Thunder, I was like, I want to leave, dude. Like, this is fucking embarrassing. I can't take this shit no more.
So, with the fact that Arxis is doing this, do we assume that, like, so obviously the way games work is Bandai is the publisher, and typically the publishers like to maintain their rights to everything they're doing. Of course, this is Dragon Ball, so we know that Arxis can't do anything without, you know, Bandai being involved, or at least Toei, Shueisha, blah, blah, blah. Do you think that the idea of a Fighters 2 is just 100% dead, or do you think Bandai could shop this around to somebody else? Or would you care if it's not Arxis, you don't want it?
I'm working off my fan theory and nothing else, but I genuinely think they just didn't respect Arxis enough. Like, they should have paid them more. Fighters should have kept going. I think they underestimated
Arxis as a company.
Yeah, like, just like they undervalued them in my mind. Maybe they didn't. Maybe Arxis just wanted to move on. But remember, I think I said on this podcast, I was like, maybe they just wanted to focus on Strive, you know, but they're doing this and that doesn't seem like they want to focus on Strive. It seems like they're down to do whatever. The payday's just got to be there, which I respect. I just wish it could have been Dragon Ball, bro. I really do. Like, I love Dragon Ball a lot.
So to expand on what Donald just said there a little bit, I feel like we've heard rumors that Arxis just wanted to, like, Fighters, and I think we've said this on this podcast, Fighters was to Arxis what, like, the Batman trilogy was to Nolan. Like, that, and it probably not, Nolan probably enjoyed making The Dark Knight, and they probably enjoyed making Fighters too, but a lot of what you hear with in Hollywood is that Nolan made those, Nolan agreed to a WB contract to make the Batman film so that he could make, like, this dream movie, which was Inception. Which then you would get to go on and do other things because Inception, you know, was a blockbuster hit. And so what we've always heard, I feel like, from Arxis is that, they didn't necessarily, I guess, probably hate making Fighters, they enjoy making their own IP stuff more, like Guilty Gear. And so that's why it also came as a shock to see them making a Marvel game, because, yeah, you're right. Obviously, that wasn't true, or why would they have made a Marvel game? So it definitely is probably just does fall back on Bandai not respecting them enough and not giving them enough money to just make. Dude, I just, it's so crazy when I see, there were comments on my Marvel Fighting Soul reaction that were just like, they were hating on it because it was a 2D fighter, which I'm like, wait, isn't that what most people would, like, most people in the FGC would rather it be a 2D fighter, right? Isn't that, like, the general consensus, or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, but what's happening is you're confusing the general population. 2D fighting games is too hard. They're too niche. It's actually, I commented on this because Scrub Quotes, it's like a popular Twitter that, like, screenshots like scrubby comments, took a screenshot of somebody saying exactly that. When you see somebody say that about a fighting game, you know that fighting game is going to do well because it just means it's getting in front of everybody. People that are genuinely like, 2D fighting games? What? Like, even, I'm not even going to lie, Kenzie used to say this all the time. She was like, 2D fighting games are like the cheapest video game to make. I was like, Because I'm like, you have no idea how much fucking brain power goes into making a well, properly balanced, enjoyable fighting game experience. People literally just think of Street Fighter 2. When they see fighting games, they think of Street Fighter 2, and that's where they think the technology caps out, bro. They're like, I've been throwing fireballs and shurikening for fucking 50 years. I'm like, dude, it's way more than that, first of all. And also, you probably weren't even that good at Street Fighter 2. Like, there's probably a few more mechanics you could have learned in that one, too. But yeah, no, I've seen a lot of those comments, which I think is a good thing. It's actually kind of wholesome. I haven't seen, like, newcomers to fighting games in years.
I mean, I think if there was a game to, which I guess I shouldn't say that. I mean, Marvel has always had, not always, but yeah, for the most part until recently, it has always had like a fighting game presence, right? Until, you know, I guess 8 years ago. But I see comments like that. And then obviously also just seeing comments, it baffles me. I get you can have like your favorite Dragon Ball game, but to me, it's just such a, and I'm not even that big of a fighters guy. Like, I love that game, and I played every time a new character dropped, and I tried to get good at the game, but I wasn't. But, like, I can respect the fact that I do think, objectively, this is not even an opinion of mine, I think Fighters is the best made Dragon Ball game that we've ever gotten. And it's crazy that people disagree with that, and I guess you can. And, again, it cannot necessarily be your favorite, but I just don't think there's ever been a game developed that using the Dragon Ball IP that is made as well as Fighters.
You're an artsy guy, Nick. You're an artsy guy. And I like that about you. You can appreciate a good piece of art, even if it's not necessarily for you. Yeah, that's kind of like with me and Kakarot. Like, I don't really like Kakarot, but is Kakarot not the best and most well-realized way to experience the story of Dragon Ball Z? No, I'm not going to lie and say it's not. It's just, I don't like RPGs.
Man, yeah, I like Kakarot a lot.
Exactly, dude. But yeah, a lot of people just don't get past that barrier, and for no fault of their own. If you don't like something, you're not fucking made by law to suck its dick every time it passes you by on Twitter or something. But yeah, with fighting games, I think it's really good. Dude, honestly, I always thought this was the more shocking part for me, Nano. I want to hear your opinion on this. I always said, I was like, man, fuck Marvel, because I thought Marvel was Disney and Disney is big bucks. And I thought they must be holding Capcom back, which is probably true. I'm not saying like Marvel probably didn't, because back then there was more politics involved in it and shit. But I was like, Capcom should make Capcom versus, like, get Marvel out of this bitch. Like, let's move on our own, eh, Capcom? Which is why I was laughing so hard during the reveal and saying Capcom got cucked along with me. Because, like, bro, how are you like the fighting game people and Marvel's doing this shit before you guys can like get a rebound hookup, dude? Like, what are we doing, dog?
It looks so good too, right? And the fact that also it appears that they allowed them a lot of like creative leeway to design these characters in a very like new and different way. Like Iron Man, it looks so good. Dude. Cap looks so like all these like reaction. You and I both popped off for Ghost Rider.
Dude, Ghost Rider's fucking sick, man. Yeah. And even his like redesign was cool too. I like that they made him like crazy in this one.
So do you think that this game, I've seen this discussion as well, and I don't know if I totally agree. I mean, let me just spit it out. Do you think that this game has a higher ceiling than Fighters?
Yeah.
You do? Because, I mean, Fighters sold 10 plus million copies.
Even if we're just, like, I think so, yeah. Just because Marvel is, like, you know, they're going to do their big movies. They're ramping up the Doomsday stuff and, like, Doctor Doom and all that. I'm kind of hoping Marvel's back on the come up. I'm really excited for Fantastic Four. I love the Fantastic Four. So I think they're heading in a good direction. And I think, you know, that marketing push plus the fighting game just being like, it's by Arxis. It's going to look fantastic. So DLC characters are going to be big trailers alone.
Man, dude.
I don't know. I think like it's a perfect storm, and you got the best captain at the helm. Like, it's going to be, again, even if they don't like fighting games, Arxis is going to make it so goddamn pretty and reference the coolest shit the characters do. People are going to sit down and watch the trailers, and then most likely they're going to get gaslit to buy a few of them, even if they hate fighting games. That's how crazy it is.
So it looks like Marvel vs. Capcom. I mean, I'm getting a lot of numbers here, but what I'm seeing is somewhere between like 4 million and 5.5 million copies sold for Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I was just curious how like an MVC like game would compare, but I also don't know that it's totally
really, that sounds really good, honestly.
I mean, yeah, I don't know that it's also fair to compare, because I think the FGC has obviously grown over the last years. Probably, I think I heard Max literally say, like, in one of his videos, podcast take, so who knows, maybe I'm putting, like, words in Max's mouth, Maximilian Dude, but I believe he did say, like gave some credit to fighters for expanding the FGC to more people. So, anyway, they did mention the ease of access, which how do FGC people feel about that? Like Arxis basically making it to where someone could like come into this game and be semi okay without having any knowledge, because the controls are fairly like easy to pull off stuff. I don't know. Does
I don't
that
want
matter?
To speak for everybody, because a lot of people have different opinions on this, but I think it definitely does matter. I think the popular opinion within fighting games would be like, you know, don't mess it up too much. Like, people don't necessarily like when too much gets restricted, because it doesn't necessarily help out newcomers all too much anyway. I think the best response I've seen from an inclusion method has been Street Fighter VI's classic and modern controls.
Okay.
I think that's the most respected. That's the most, like, people are like, you know what, modern controls have advantages here, but are disadvantages here. Most people use classic. And I think I read somewhere that that's the kind of system they're going with. Like, they're using like tradition, like motion inputs or modern is, I think, the actual word they use. So I think they know that. And I think they're looking at something good.
So with this being a 4v4, obviously the big talk right now is like how many characters it will have. So fighters like at launch, dude, fighters launched with, Google's telling me 21. Does that sound right? 21 with three additional characters you could unlock through playing. Does that sound correct?
That sounds right, because Android 21, Goku and the Blue, and Vegeta.
Yeah. So 24 characters with fighters. We already have 8 here for this Marvel game. How many are we thinking they'll launch with?
Probably over 20, at least. Like 20, I'd say 28. You know what? Let's go with a crazy number. 28.
28. Okay, so basically
that seems a little high though, low key. But I mean, it's four characters a team, let's be honest.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's seven, well, more than seven, because you can make some match, but that's seven teams of four right there. So with that in mind, who's your most sought after Marvel character that hasn't been shown off?
This one's really hard for me. Whenever I think of Marvel, I'm not gonna lie, I end up spamming X-Men.
Okay, yeah, it's an X-Men for me too, probably.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go with a weird one, just because in MVC2, this was my character that I would use from the Marvel side the most often. I really want to see Juggernaut in a modern game. Is that a
okay?
Is that an off the wall pick? I just want to see Juggernaut in a modern game.
I think for me, I would probably go Magneto.
But yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, Magneto. It's sort of the thing now that I was doing with fighters, where I would talk about all these characters I wanted to see, and the people were like, well, you don't even play, and it's like, I don't have to play to appreciate it. I just want to see how Arxis would have designed Majin Vegeta, or like actual like Super Saiyan 4's in game, not just being is it called an install or whatever it's called, where GT can go Super Saiyan 4 in his whatever. But like,
oh, that's just like an Easter egg.
I just want to see like how they would make Magneto look like in the Arxis style, because I think he would look. I mean, every character is gonna look sick. You know, to piggyback up off what you were saying, how Twitter was kind of mad at you for saying that with Ms. Marvel, but like, they're going to make all these characters look sick. Another thing too, now I guess we move past this. My other character, which is like super like basic bitch, is Deadpool. Because I just like, ha. I bet you Deadpool
was always fun.
Deadpool
was always very fun in three.
Yes, yeah. My team
is like a more modern style of Deadpool too. Like, he used to be a little more RAR XD back in the day, because that was kind of the style.
I feel like, you know what, my team in Marvel vs. Capcom was two Capcom characters and then Deadpool. Can you guess the two Capcom characters by chance? I'm super basic.
Dante and yes. Virgil?
No, Wesker.
Oh, Wesker. I would have never guessed you as a Wesker guy, to be honest.
RE5 is like one of my favorite games of all time. So
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Was Chris in MVC3?
Yes.
Was that Infinite?
Yeah, no, Chris, okay. Chris was in 3. Yeah.
One more thing I have to bring up, and before we do any change topics or anything like this. Also, I'm looking at MVC2's roster. Max actually brought this up, and I think this is a great point. We are glazing this man, by the way. Fucking got our ears to his channel. But But it's true. I didn't think about it, but I guess I subconsciously thought about it as I was watching the trailer. It's going to be very interesting watching these Marvel characters fight while not being designed by Capcom. When you consider and step back, like, Capcom has really laid the groundwork and instructed at least me and a lot of other fighting game fans as to how these characters should play and would play in a fighting game scenario. Like, one of the big ones is watching Spider-Man in this game and not seeing, like, crawler assault or, like, the fucking, like, web swing into a hop. It's like, dude, where's the crawl? Like, it's like I've never even thought of the character being played this way, but now, like, they have to be. Like, they're doing something new. I think that's the most fundamental. That's the most nerd thing to be excited about. But they're gonna fight in an all new way, which is crazy.
I did hear him say that. Yeah, dude, I've been eating this game up all week, so I've been watching, like, I watched, like, almost everyone's reactions. I was watching everybody, like, talk about the game because it just, I don't know, I'm very, very excited for this game. Another one, I gotta say this while we're still here, but Wolverine, I mean, but that's just so, that is, like, the most basic
that answer one's
I
think you ever say. Yeah.
He'll I feel like he'll be there. Honestly, if he's not there, though, he'd make a really sick DLC character, like, reveal. But, dude, yeah, I'm so excited to watch their reveals, bro. Oh, my gosh, dude, it's gonna be,
I'm looking at this roster, bro. The only one I'm, like, I'd be super excited for is probably Juggernaut. Maybe they could throw in a little Silver Surfer. They want to get crazy with it. And then after that, it's just generic X-Men, like Wolverine, a Cyclops. It's like, you know, then I just start spamming X-Men, which I think is, you know, get some X-Men in there, dog. Come on now.
Now,
MVC came out at the worst time, bro. Like, that was during the X-Men, like, you can't say X-Men politics arc. That was awful.
The final thing for the Marvel Fighters discussion, if Arxis was not going to make Fighters 2, do you think this is a good separate IP for you, or would you rather have been something else?
No, this one's good for me because it's connected to fighting games. I like Marvel, you know, it's good enough. There was so many ways this could have gone wrong. And I'm not even trying to hate. I'm not trying to send any strays, but, like, Arxis does One Piece. You know, I have to appreciate it, but I'm not a One Piece guy. Arxis is so good that I would literally have to watch One Piece at that point. I'm so glad it didn't happen, Dano. I know probably one day it will, but I'm so happy it's not yet, bro. I don't want to do it. Arxis does Bleach. Arxis does it. Really, I mean, Naruto, obviously, I would have been fucking tapped in. Like, that would have been my number one.
Dude, Arxis, Naruto would probably be like so number pretty, man.
Marvel's probably like so number pretty. Three. I know, dude. One day, dude, it's gonna happen. But Marvel, I'd say that's a pretty good one.
I do hope this game does, like, genuinely, like, break out of the fighting game.
You don't have to hope. Dog.
And this
game's going to sell a lot of copies.
Okay. All right.
Shit's going to do a lot of copies.
It being backed by PlayStation is pretty big, too. We haven't even talked about that part, but it being a PlayStation produced game, like, PlayStation said, all right, Bandai, you're not going to pay them. Guess what? We are.
So, yeah, I know, dude. That pissed me off. That was why I got so frustrated. My reaction's all over the place. People were really confused by it, but it's because for the first minute, I was just angry at Bandai. I was like, what am I looking at, dude? Like, this is fucking crazy. It was like, watching, like, an ex-girlfriend get with a millionaire after, like, after you told her she's not doing better than you, and then she drives by in a fucking Bugatti. It's like, well, damn, I was wrong. Fuck me. Holy shit. It's like, dude, oh my God. But yeah, I kind of low-key after MVCI, maybe they had to, like, Marvel and Capcom kind of had to break up, dude. MVCI was some dog water. That shit was ass.
I would love to go out on a limb and say that this game is probably better than a Marvel vs. Capcom 4 that they would have made. So, but Capcom has really righted the ship. So
yeah, Capcom's, like, straightened out, bro. I definitely think it could have been pretty good.
All right, next up, Dotto, we have.
What do we have? Am I supposed to answer? I thought you had the list in front of you. I'm nervous.
I just realized we didn't talk about bonus, so we'll do a bonus bit at the end that Toasty can put it sooner. But here we go. Toasty, cut back in after I say have. Project Multi, which is now officially Genshin Squadra. I said that in my video because we in the group chat we were calling it that, and then I've been calling it that, like, when I talk about it to people. It's not actually Genshin. It's Gekishin Squadra.
Genshin Squadra is hilarious, though.
Or what we'll probably all just call it is, you want to hop on Squadra. Like, let's be real. We're just going to, you want to hop on some Squadra. Like, that's what we're going to call it.
Can I open our discussion with the cold hard truth? Like, this name is some ass. Like, I hate this fucking name right now. Maybe it'll grow on me, but I don't, what do you think about it?
I like the logo. I like the logo. I think
logo's good.
I do like the logo, but saying it out loud, it does not roll off the tongue. Squadra, honestly, just Dragon Ball Squadra, I think, way better. Because the A of the Squadra is a 4, which is like cool. Like, that's, you know, they're being a little funny with it. That's kind of cool because it's a 4v4 MOBA. They're not really calling it a MOBA, I don't think, but that's literally what it is. And I thought we've had some reveals that are pretty surprising, I won't lie. One specifically that was not in the initial trailer, because they did a whole producer letter for this game to reveal the name, and we are getting a actual beta here in just a few days to play it again. And they said they are hoping and planning to launch it this year. Really quick before we dive into discussion topics, a big announcement in that was the fact that it is coming officially to console, going to be on Switch and PlayStation consoles. No Xbox right now for some reason, which is really strange. But it's also on mobile and on PC, and there is crossplay, cross progression. So presumably it will eventually make it to Xbox. But my guess is they're looking at the numbers over there, and Xbox's entire strategy is completely shifted focus. So they are the lowest in hardware sales by like a mile at this point, I believe. Like, I think there's 2-to-1 PS5s out in the world versus series consoles, maybe 3-to-1 at this point. Like, it's pretty substantial. So anywho, coming to console, coming to all those things, and hopefully coming out this year. But Dotto, in the trailer, we got a reveal that we're getting Super Oob. I feel like, yeah, that was a hit for you. I feel like that was a hit for you. Changed the name. They're not calling it Majoob, but I guess that was a dub change to call him Majoob over here. They're actually going with his, I guess, proper title from Japan, which is just Super Oob.
You just broke my heart, because I didn't even know that. I was literally in my head when you called him Super Oob. I was like, that was weird.
Oh,
I was literally about to correct you. I was like, you mean Majoob, dude. So I will not be respecting that name change. I'll tell you right now, is Majoob to me.
Got it. But a surprise one, Dotto, that was not in the trailer, because they are slowly showing us off, I guess, all the characters we'll likely have access
to. Which I like. Keep it going.
Yeah, this is cool. This next one is crazy. It's Baby. And it's not Super Baby. It's not Super Baby 2. It is specifically Baby, in parentheses, young body. It's when he is essentially the baby that possesses like Trunks and does all this stuff. And he actually has a possession ability that he can use when you defeat enemies, is what it appears to be. So, like, another one as well, Dotto, which I was excited in the trailer. And then when I realized he was an assist character, I was like, shit, man, Dotto's gonna be kind of sad about that. But we're getting a first form Frieza that does not transform. He says first form, which, man, we're now seeing how they're going to milk the shit out of this game, by the way. They are going to milk characters. But I don't mean this even in a bad way. I get it. Like, the IP is not going anywhere, which we're going to talk about that shortly, too, which is an interesting one. But Frieza is a first form character entirely, and he has access to Dodoria and Zarbon, which is something we've not seen from the other characters. He has built-in minions into his kit.
Yeah, I think that's cool, obviously, especially if you're only doing first form Frieza. I said it on Twitter. I was like, bro, free my guy Zarvon. I don't give a fuck about the Doria, but let Zarvon be his own dude, man. Yeah, it's sad. But so, at the same time, it is cool. So can I really hate it?
No, I'm like genuinely very excited to try these guys out. Do any of these shock you, or any of these like shocking like reveals specifically? I feel like the Oob is not
baby,
one.
Baby, like Majoob, I was happy, and I'm definitely like, oh wow, they put him in there already. But baby, like baby young body, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I did not see that one coming at all.
No,
just because has any other game even ever done anything with that? Not even just a playable character, even like showing
Breakers.
Him in the game.
Breakers.
Ooh.
Now, another one that's not been revealed and wasn't shown in game, but is part of the literal like logo and key art for this game, is Caulifla.
I saw that. That looks cool.
In my reaction, I said, you know, this is, I said, who are we going to see to the producer letter before we had seen any of this stuff? And I said, I imagine we'll see something like one of the God forms or something, because the God forms kind of are they sort of, They're the new Super Saiyan. They're what kind of sort of sell people on games. I'm sorry. There's something about that red hair and that blue hair that really activates Dragon Ball fans' neurons now these days. I don't know. It just is what it is. And so I said in my reaction, I said, you know, it's the game's so Dragon Ball Super coded. I would imagine that we would get some Dragon Ball Super stuff. And there were a couple of people that were arguing with me, like, how is it Dragon Ball Super coded? And I'm like, bro, minus the characters, what are we talking about? The towers are gods of destruction, and the Zenos are the ones that go from your orb thing in the, you know, back at base to go do damage to the towers. The entire thing is incredibly Dragon Ball Super coded. What are we talking about? So
yeah, you're moving Zenos back and forth.
Yeah, like that's like, so it is interesting that it is so aesthetically and so like to its core Dragon Ball Super coded, but then there are no what I would consider very like Dragon Ball Super characters besides Zamasu, but like not having Goku or Vegeta go into their Dragon Ball Super forms is very, very interesting. I do imagine they're going to have something like they're doing these reveals as we get closer to the beta each day, it seems like. So my guess is that as we get closer, we're going to get probably some like more banger type characters that will get people super interested. Oh, another one that hasn't been revealed yet, but was shown off in the trailers was Bojack, which I thought was really, really cool. I'm very excited to see how they handle Super Saiyan 2 Gohan in this game. And based on the fact that they're doing baby young body Dotto and first one Frieza that doesn't transform at all, even though I thought the transformation mechanic was a sort of a key component to this game, because Cooler transformed, like all these characters have, a lot of these characters have a transformation mechanic, but I'm guessing we'll get multiple Super Saiyan 2 Gohans in this game for sure. They're not going to just like, they're not going to waste the opportunity to not be able to do one that's,
probably. I mean, just seeing the way they're handling characters, I think we are going down the stereotypical, you know, Dragon Ball mobile game, I guess, where we're just going to get a lot of different variations. Which, the one thing I'm interested in, we haven't passed that yet, or have we? Where there's, like, super similar characters, like Goku that goes in a god and Goku that goes in a Super Saiyan.
No.
How they're going to be on the same team, like, or even in the same game. So once they show me how they're going to handle that issue, I think all my anxiety with the roster is going to be gone. Until then, it's just I'm just excited to see characters.
I think like fighters, Dotto. It's going to be like fighters. They're going to play like very, all colors, very unique, and they'll probably likely be.
Yeah, I literally just mean how they look.
Oh! I see what you're saying.
Because like, I would imagine, and if I was on the dev team, I would want to make like a lot of different kinds of Gokus, like base Goku, and then he goes Kaioken is like his transformation, then base Goku into Super Saiyan. But how do you have two base Gokus walking around?
I mean, the base Goku we have right now can do Kaioken moves and go Super Saiyan, so that might be chopped. And he does his ultimate is Spirit Bomb, so that is probably the representation for that specifically. So the next one we get would likely be Super Saiyan 3 or Super Saiyan Blue or Super Saiyan God, something, you know.
Where's you think Vegeta? They'll just start in that state instead of like powering up into it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's what you're saying, but I don't know. I don't know how they.
That's my last concern. Like, I just want to know how they're going to handle that.
I would say based on what we're seeing with like first form Frieza being a thing that doesn't transform, I would guess. But then the part of the thing that's really fun is the powering up aspect. When you hit level 6,
like I really like the transformation cutscene.
Yeah, I don't know. That is an intriguing one for sure. But that is an actual Dragon Ball game hopefully releasing in 2025. That is probably about all we got.
And we probably talked about it for way too long, considering I think we like Squadra now. We like Squadra a lot compared to like the average person, bro. Like, fucking dialed in on that game. I'll be there.
Yeah, no, I'll be playing the majority of that beta for sure. So, next up, Dotto, the Switch 2. It exists. It's out. It's in our hands. How do you feel, man? How are we feeling? Switch 2?
So far, so good. I'm really liking it. I like the increase in size. I think it's like pretty much perfect now. I like the screen looks good. I mean, I guess dude. All right. Actually, I want to know your favorite feature, but my favorite improvement is easily the magnets. The magnetic Joy-Cons are so much better than the shitty slide them in, like actual, like make the Switch sound. The magnets are perfect and they work perfectly and the release is nice and simple to understand. That shit is good. That was perfectly done.
Another Twitter L, bro. People were going on Twitter like, oh my gosh, dude, They're going to break mana. What's going on? And maybe over time, maybe.
Maybe over time they will. It is Nintendo. It is Nintendo.
But right now, it's like just so satisfying. It is so much better. It's a huge improvement. And people are losing their minds because these Joy-Cons were going to be magnetic instead of like sliding them in. Also, yes, it is very satisfying to put them in.
Dude, it's so good. Like it works. It's so good. The first time I did it, I was like, oh my God, it should have always been like this. This is fucking amazing.
I think if I had to choose, I think my probably favorite feature, be same as you was saying, like the Joy-Cons would probably, and this is so basic, but just faster load times. I loaded into Breath of the Wild. So, obviously, modern day gaming does spoil the shit out of us, especially playing on like PS5, Series X, PCs with really fast SSDs. And I played Breath of the Wild earlier this year and beat it. And I forgot what it was like to deal with load times, and I hadn't really played too many retro games, really. And so, especially not retro games where I'm like really loading here, loading there, you know, I'm selecting this tower or this shrine to go to, and you really are waiting a while on Breath of the Wild on the original Switch. So I booted up Breath of the Wild on this just to like see it, and I had a save file right before I went and pulled out the Master Sword. And it loaded in instantaneously. The eShop is not a chore to go into anymore. It just loads. You press on it and then you're in the eShop and then you can just browse the eShop. It's so freaking like much better.
Yeah, everything's smooth.
So I would say that probably the load times on things probably so far is one of my favorite features. But obviously the screen too, like the size of it is so much better. It's not an OLED, but honestly, it still looks really, really, really good. I mean, the OLED also looked really good, but yeah, dude, it's cool. I am sad there's not something else to play that's not.
I was gonna say, Nano, I gotta give you credit on this because, I mean, obviously you were right before, and it's not like I was fighting you on it, but holy shit, a one game release, like a launch for a launch. I got so, not that Mario Kart is boring. I'm not saying anything about it. It's just,
yeah,
I played a
lot
of it.
But how much Mario Kart can you play? You know?
I played a lot of it. I was so, but I like, I'm enjoying my new system. I don't want to put it down, but at the same time, I don't want to do another Grand Prix right now.
Yep.
I literally booted up Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 64. I bought the expansion pass just to try, like, just to have something else to do, dog. I was like, there's nothing to do. I maybe am going to buy Puyo Puyo Cross Tetris S.
I was looking at that game.
Just to play that online.
I was like, my kiddo would like that game. I was looking at that game.
Bro, I like that game. But I'm just like, dude, I already own this shit on Steam. I'm going to buy it again just because I have nothing else to do. And the answer is kind of yes, bro. I'm running at like Mario Kart. Again, not talking shit. I'm enjoying it.
No, I mean, dude. Few launch games, if any launch games, are ever up to the caliber of a Mario Kart game. Let's just be honest. This game's going to be in your rotation.
Forever.
Yeah, like until we get another one in 10 years. So, like, that is an insane launch game. But, like, it's just, like, how long
it's
can you play Mario Kart? I don't know.
It's like, just one game.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, and this is a really like privileged thing to say. It's like crazy to talk shit, but at the same time, it's really not that crazy. I'm really like, I'm gaming. I'm enjoying it. I can play Mario Kart for like 5 hours, 5 days in a row and not get bored. But if I try to go 6 hours in one day, I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, I really don't want to right now. Like, just give me anything else.
The knockout mode is really fun though. The knockout mode
I've been enjoying it. I've been playing a lot of knockout mode, just online. You're not really a Mario Kart guy, right? Like before this one, like,
I mean, I've always played Mario Kart. The only reason you're saying this because in squad, I was adamant about not wanting to play 8 is just because I was kind of over 8. I don't know.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you're not wrong to say that.
What are you trying to get at here? Why are you asking me this?
Well, mostly cause I was just asking cause like, there's some stuff about Mario Kart where, like, I think the biggest part that I'm happy about is just that the game is different. Like, it is different from 8. It's almost like a similar thing to Double Dash, where I think right now I would feel confident saying I still think 8 is the ultimate version of a Mario Kart game. Like, it's just bog standard pretty much, but grinded down to perfection. Whereas, you know, Double Dash does a little something different, and that way you can play 8 and then go back to Double Dash and then. And I feel like World's done that too, where it's like the 24 player races are chaotic and crazy and fucking random as hell. So I think it's done a good job of separating itself from the pack. I just hope that over time, the stages kind of grow on me right now. Because while knockout mode is good, Like realistically, I'm just driving down open roads and sometimes some Mario gimmicks will come out at me, like some Chucks or like some, you know, a Bullet Bill or a Koopa in a car. But for the most part, I'm just driving in a straight line. And then I get to a stage, I make some turns, and then whoever wins, wins. But nothing is really sticking in my memory when it comes to this game right now. Like, it's good. I'm having fun. Rainbow Road, it's the colors that stick with me. But yeah, I do like the celebration aspect at the very end. It is a nice Rainbow Road. I don't know how much of that has to do with the fact that I haven't fallen off of it 75 times. But yeah, it's pretty good.
I really want Donkey Kong. I think the thing is like with Mario Kart, again, you're right. It's a game that you can play a long time, and it's also multiplayer, so you can hop on for like a good amount every day. But it's not something I feel like I can really sink my teeth into, you know? It's not a Tears of the Kingdom or which for me, this is sort of like Tears of the Kingdom launch, because I didn't play Tears of the Kingdom waiting on it to be on a Switch 2 and run the way it runs now, which is insane. It's like a whole new ass game, bro. So I guess I can't complain too much when it comes to that, but I do really want to play that Donkey Kong game. There is something about it just being like a new console, new game. I just want to play the new thing. But to me, Tears of the Kingdom is kind of new. Dotto, I have the camera here.
Which get the Switch camera?
I do. I'm opening it. It's a Key Moments exclusive.
You bought this shit, bro? I haven't even bought mine.
I did because I thought it would be funny for content.
It probably will be.
I think it will be very, very, very funny for content. There it is, guys. It's literally a camera. It does have a privacy thing on it though, which I think is a nice touch. You can actually like turn it off, like slide it off, like you can with like an Alexa. Like
just cover the camera.
Here, hang on. Yep, there we go. Now it's open. Now it's closed. Nice. You can't see me. Ooh, anyways,
that's mechanical.
and then you have like Switch 2 there on the base. All right. Well, anyway, Switch 2. That's the thing. Dotto. State of play.
Ooh, this one was State of Play. This one was good. I really like this one. The State of Play, obviously this ended in, which kudos to them for showing off a fighting game like this, bro. I can't believe I didn't see it coming when they announced the PlayStation Fight Stick.
Which I guess it didn't feel that random because it came right either before or after the Mortal Kombat collection.
Yeah, so I thought that was, they snuck it in there, man.
But yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting that to end up being a PlayStation produced Marvel fighting game developed by Arxis. That is not a timeline I don't think any of us thought we would be in. So that it did have some, like, what are your thoughts on this Baby Steps game?
What Baby Steps? It's the
walking
Bennett Foddy one. Yeah, the Bennett Foddy one. Yes. I will say, the only grace it's getting for me is because it is from Bennett Foddy, who did do like the Only Up thing. So he did Only Up.
But he did Only Up.
Yeah, he's the guy that like does the voice. Or wait, only it is Only Up, right? Hold on. There's been so many of these now.
That Only Up is that's
oh no bad. No not Only Up. Only Up is the bad one. Oh, not the bad one, but like it's the getting over getting it. Over sorry, it. Getting over it, getting over it, getting over it, getting yeah. over it, yeah. So he did Getting Over It, which obviously started, or I think very much popularized, the climb up this shit, like, basically. You know, so he's, like, the OG. So I kind of give him, like, a pass. But at the same time, like, I'm so burnt out on this shit, dude. I'm so burnt out on the fucking, like, wacky, this is really frustrating, please stream this game. And also, it just looked really ugly. And none of the humor in the trailer, at least, landed with me at all.
No, neither, like... The hosts were like, this one's got me cracking up, and I'm like, what? I don't.
Yeah, they were like, this shit been killing me, bro. And they booted up, and I was like, I don't know. I didn't.
That was probably the only real like low spot for me. I do think the pirate game. I'm like, okay, how many more pirate games can we get? You know, and then anytime VR shows up, which I'm not even really a VR hater. Like, I saw a lot of people hating on this Deadpool game. You know who's probably going to put their MetaQuest 3 on and play some Deadpool VR? Me. But, like, does a VR Deadpool game get me as excited as them bringing back Deadpool and doing a proper, like, actual 3D Deadpool game? No. Like, not at all. I would much, much rather have an actual proper Deadpool game.
The thing
game.
With that Deadpool game that actually made me laugh is when Jeff was doing the bit leading up to it, I was like, oh, this is not funny at all. Like, it wasn't jiving with me again. And then it was like, oh, it's me, Deadpool, writing it. I was like, I guess I'm going to have to pretend that was funny, because I did not think that. There's something about Deadpool that is a lot in the delivery. And Jeff reading the letter, the words did not translate in my head, like what the tone was really going for.
I see. I'm surprised Ryan didn't just do this, because he literally made a video about it today, about not being a part of the VR and it being MPH. So I'm like, why wouldn't, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have the money for him. A big
also,
one.
Didn't he get into something like recently? Because like, I'm not going to lie, I've been seeing a lot more people be like, and this is how I can always tell when something has shifted and I must have missed something. Or people are like, good, I'm glad he's not in it. Kind of lost some respect for him recently.
Oh, it's the stuff with his wife, I think.
Oh, I have no idea what any of that is. I've just been seeing more of that going around.
I think it's just they were the hot thing last year, so now like, let's find a reason to not like them this year. But I don't know. I haven't really like super tapped into that either. I won't go over everything. I saw a lot of my chat was very like hating on Luminous, but if you ever played a Luminous game back in the day, like on PSP, those games were really sick. And this is from the people that made, or you know, they also made Tetris Effect, which was fun.
You didn't have to tell me that. I thought it was trailer. Tetris. I was like, oh, they did Tetris Effect 2. Yeah. And then they said Luminous, and I was like, am I losing gamer cred? What happened? I thought that was Tetris Effect.
How about 007 First Light? Did they do anything for you?
I think I'm surprised more people aren't really excited for that, mainly because I wouldn't say I'm like super excited for it. I'm not a James Bond guy, but I think it's literally just another Uncharted game in more of a super spy setting. But everything about it looked very Uncharted. I was like, this PlayStation fans are going to love this. Even if they don't know it yet, they're going to love this one.
No, I think they're going to knock this out of the park. Have you played the Hitman games at all?
I played a few of the Hitman games, and I think they're fun.
They're just really good. I don't say this in like a bad way, but they're really good like time wasters. Like if you just want to, you don't feel like going into anything too deep. You just want to play something and do something. That's like, that game is perfect for that. I launch it all the time just to do that. Like just to take on a random mission and I don't know, walk around an F1 race and try to like kill this dude. You know, like that's literally like how can I find intel out this time and kill him this way? Metal Gear Solid with the subtle nod to online coming
dude,
back.
That was fucking sick. Crazy. One, I just think it looks amazing. Like I'm not even like, obviously I like the mythos of Metal Gear Solid, like the snake and he's cool and he says boss and fucking like, he's a cool character, right? I'm not saying I don't respect Metal Gear Solid or anything, but truth be told, I haven't really played 1 or 2 or beaten, you know, Revengeance, but I loved Snake Eater. Snake Eater was like the most badass shit. I played it all the way through in like a single day with my friend. Like it shit almost brought me to tears with the music alone. Like call me nanogenic the way I was tearing up on that goddamn ladder, bro. Like I was like, this is fucking awesome. And it looks crazy. Like it looks great. I'm excited for every single part. Like just visually, it looks great. And then the fucking ape escape stuff. And yes, the little like hide and seek nod. I was like, oh, they are milking this one.
Then we had a tiny taste of Ghost Yote. Have you ever played those games?
No.
Man, you need to play Ghost of Tsushima, bro. That game is so good.
I know people are excited about them. Every time they come up, I'm like, oh, here come the PlayStation pops, bro. Like people are excited.
Hey,
for
man,
this
you're excited for this Marvel game. It's a PlayStation game, bro.
It's true.
Time to go get the PlayStation tattoo, man. Join the family. Does the last thing we'll talk about, we'll say to play, then move on. But does the Legacy Collection do anything for you for Mortal Kombat?
Nah, I'm not really a Mortal Kombat guy. And I'm not even a Legacy Collection guy though. Like I don't buy like old games collected.
That's fair.
It's just like whatever to me.
This one specifically, I'm gonna have to go ahead and pick up. I don't know. These games mean a lot to me, and so having them all like together like that, I think it'll be really really cool. So I'm gonna have to pick those up.
Moving a lot of people will
to Summer Games Fest, Dotto. Actually, before we talk about that, what would you give State of Play out of a 10? Like a little key moments rating here. What would you give it out of 10?
I'm really biased on it. I give it like really high marks. I'll go ahead and say 9 too. It's a little bit biased, obviously, but when it ended, I didn't think they showed anything filler. I thought it was all like pretty
When I saw on Twitter like them acting like that wasn't a good showing, I'm like, what do you want? Like, out of one of these? Like, it was 50 minutes where I was sitting, bro.
And I think, again, having the balls to like end on a fighting game and going, this is it, bro. I was like, yes, dude, you are fucking awesome, dude. More of that. So yeah, no complaints here. They fucking killed it.
Did you play Astro? Did you ever play Astrobot? They announced new Astrobot levels too.
Yeah, they did. But honestly, like, I played Astrobot. I like Astrobot. But whenever they come back to say that they're putting in a couple more levels, I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you for the groundbreaking information. Like, Dude, it's just like whatever. It doesn't like excite me or anything. Man.
The Romeo's a Dead Man was cool too. The new Suda 51 game.
Yeah, that one added some gamer cred to my repertoire, bro. I was like, oh, this is the most I didn't say Suda 51, but I was like, this is the most No More Heroes ass. Like, the trailer was just really cool. I'm not gonna lie, once they started showing gameplay, I was like, okay, it doesn't look that good, but like the style of it and like just the atmosphere.
I mean this.
Even just the title, like Romeo is a Dead Man, I was like, that's fucking cool.
I like the logo. I want to play this. The logo is really cool. I mean this in the most endearing, like, I don't mean this to throw shade, but these games are the most like IGN 7 out of 10 games, but they own that shit like heavy, you know? Like, have you ever played...
Nah, I feel you.
Shadow of the Damned, have you ever played that one? It's where the gun, yes, where the gun talks to you. Like the gun like actually talks to you. I don't know. That I played the hell out of that. I really liked that game. But that was another Suda 51 game. Anyways, I agree. What about Summer Games Fest? How do we feel about that 2 hour Summer Games Fest? How are we feeling?
Your voice is kind of telling me you didn't like it that much. I thought it was
okay.
I think I ended up saying it was, because I actually did rate this 1 out of 10 on my stream for some reason.
Oh.
I gave it a...
I think it was a 5.
I think I gave it a 7.
Okay.
Just because, which a 7, you know, I've never been a very like gracious grader, but what did I like about it? I think there was like a lot of decent stuff. Surprisingly, a lot more. I felt like they took it back to an older era of gaming this time around. Like there was the first Descendants trailer made me laugh my ass off. It was so fucking gooner. Like,
Is that one with the like ass cheeks like right, yes, in frame?
The ass cheeks like recoiling, the way she like zipped up her like elastic thing like starting from her tits. I was like, oh my god, dude. I was like, I was just laughing my ass off because I was like, they fucking went for it hard here. Like, they were like, this is what we're doing and we're gonna fucking do it up. And I was like, okay guys, all right. And even the, you know who really went crazy? The Munfish Games people behind, yes. I never played their game. They were just fucking all over the place.
They were Eel, right? Were they behind Eel, right?
I'm glad you brought this up because I thought it was just Eel. I thought that looked amazing. I was like, oh, this is very uncomfortable. It looks like real. And it was another Munfish game, so I was already talking about it. I was like, how many fucking games are these people making or like participating in? But I thought Munfish showed up really well. I thought Eel looked like... I'm going to bring this up after I finish my point because it's actually a discussion. But Capcom, this is the reason why I liked it. This was basically Capcom Showcase plus some other guys showed up. Because Street Fighter 6, Alex, that's a fucking huge deal for me. Alex is here. Sagat is here. Sea Viper's here. And then a character that I didn't know was a Street Fighter character, but apparently they've been in a lot of games. Ingrid, not a lot of games, but one game. So we got Street Fighter Season 6, the new Resident Evil. What else did Capcom do? They did one more thing, didn't they? Well, I forgot, so I give up.
I was sitting there trying to think, and I have it pulled up. I had... Oh, Onimusha.
Onimusha. I thought that looked really good, too, like the animations in that. And I was like, damn, Capcom, you kind of crazy, bro. No,
that game has me... Dude, honestly, if it's a Capcom game, there's probably a good chance I'm going to try it out. Like,
they've been on fire, which is good because I love Capcom. I don't know why. I just feel like maybe it's because I played a lot of their games as a kid, but I feel indebted to them. I'm like, dude, these guys are just cool, bro. Like, they make cool shit nowadays. They used to be on their asterisk, but I was going to bring this up. Oh, no, don't forget it now. I literally just had it in my brain. It was a great discussion. Oh. What do you think? You're a tech guy, Nano.
Okay.
This was the first time... Oh, I have two discussions. I just thought of another one. This was the first game festival where I'm really noticing that games just kind of look like that now. And what I mean by that is, like, every time a trailer would come up, they'd be like, this game is made by 4 people in a basement. And it was made in Unreal. And because it was made in Unreal, it looked, like, pretty damn good. You know what I'm saying? Like, visually speaking, like, the fidelity. And, like, I was like, every game looks like that. It's like Unreal Engine is just like, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is it's just like the tech wall. I think this is the first time I've noticed like we've really hit a tech wall. Like, it's just boom. Oh, visually, dude, I've been saying this
for a long time. I think we plateaued a while back, and I obviously love good visuals. I will never try to pretend like I don't, but I do think we've hit a thing where stop worrying about it to so much that you're probably hinging on like just better being able to focus on better gameplay. Because yeah, you're right. Like with UE5, which I saw there's a lot of complaints about UE5 because a lot of games are looking samey too because they're all using UE5. But
I definitely feel that too. But
yeah,
which I don't think is a problem. I mean, if it's a good tool and people use it, is that the tool's fault for being good? I don't know.
I mean, no, I 100% agree with that. But yes, I agree. And I've been saying this for a while. I think we've hit a plateau. I think we've literally hit a plateau. And I think that the plateau we've hit is good. Like if the plateau we hit was like PS2 era, which by the way, the comment when it's like, looks like a PS2 game, y'all ain't went back and played a PS2 game in a long ass time. And I'm not talking about where you've loaded it up on PSX2. I'm talking about where you've put it into your fucking PlayStation 2, your actual disc, you plugged in the red, yellow, and white wires, and you looked at it. You ain't looked at a PS2 game in a long time. You calling some of these games looking like PS2 games, bro. Cause like that's anyways, if we were gonna plateau anywhere, I think this is a solid place to plateau because the next steps are what? Just it literally looking like you're looking at a real human being on the screen. So it's like,
I think it's really good because, and again, I noticed this all in this one convention. And I want to bring up one more discussion after this, but in terms of visuals, I really noticed that now is the era of like really, like one thing I loved about Ill is how much the animation looked good. Like yeah. The way the characters move. Like that's where I'm noticing that like Onimusha, how I was brought up, like the animations look good. I was really noticing, I was like, every game kind of looks like this. But like different levels of animation and how they go about it. I was like, man, this is really exciting stuff. Like, again, I keep bringing it up and I'm not even a horror game guy, but Ill like really captured something in me, the way that people were like tumbling over each other and like their little naked, like fucking cocks flopping around and shit.
Dude,
I was like, dude, was this that is the trailer? Weird.
That was the trailer where I think they were approaching someone from behind and I've never thought about an enemy doing this. And there's probably a game where it already does do this, but I just saw it in this trailer. And they bended backwards and looked at you that way. Like I've never thought about being in a horror game where you're like thinking you're sneaking up on this dude and you're going to get him. And like, maybe when you go to get him, it'll then jump scare you, but you're approaching them and all of a sudden they bend backwards to look at you. Like that was, just piggybacking like, off your animation discussion. Like, yeah,
all that stuff I thought was great. And I was surprised. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty. Oh, my other discussion is this was also the first time, and I want to get your take on this, that I noticed myself and also the internet, at least people in my chat and the few other like Twitter, where I was genuinely having Souls-like fatigue.
Yeah.
I was definitely like, you know, I enjoyed the games. I think it's a nice like bait, like structure for a game. But there was something about this one where it was just like, damn, man, like, enough already, dog. Like, I get it, bro. I don't know. Did you feel any of that?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just an era where the Souls games really inspired a lot of devs. I think it's probably a mixture of it inspired a lot of devs. And also, it's probably a lot of what producers will actually greenlight. Because they're like, oh, yeah, it's like that one Elden Ring game that did real good. Sure, man, we'll give you the money. So that's probably a mixture of people just being really passionate and enjoying the Souls-like formula and wanting to develop Souls-like games. And also, hey, man, we saw they made a lot of money. So, yeah, dude, go out there and do that, you know. Or
yeah, I don't even hate it because it's a good, like, structure for an adventure game. Like,
yeah,
it's good. It's like a decent, like, little thing. But I was just like, man, like, we're really, like, stretching it out.
I think more so, too, than anything of just even the whole, like, the way they fight and it's difficult is, and maybe this is also what you're saying, but it's also just the pure aesthetic. There are so many of these games that just looked like samey. That's the best way to say it. But I will say, to pivot just minimally, a standout for me, and I hope you agree, because my God, this game looks so sick, was Stranger Than Heaven.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Never mind. No. Yes. I actually 100% agree. I thought Stranger Than Heaven looked amazing. I was like, dude, this looks really fucking cool. I love the title again. Stranger Than Heaven and Romeo is a Dead Man both have the same like aura to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, dude. You got me. That's some cool shit right there. And even just the aesthetic, like old timey Japan, like
yeah, dude, and like him rolling a cigarette, and like I don't. So hang on, what has RGG? I'm gonna abbreviate Ryuga Gotoku. I know I'm butchering that.
I'm gonna be honest.
Games?
I don't know. I think the Yakuza games is what people were saying.
Yakuza which and Super did, Monkey Ball.
Oh, that's funny. Which I'm going to be honest, I like the Yakuza games I've played. I've never beaten one, but they're not really my, like, I've never been super excited to go out and play it. This is my first time. Well, I guess I can't say that. I didn't know they made Super Monkey Ball. But in terms of, like, a real, like, story adventure, I really want to try this one. Like, it looked great.
100%.
It looked a little, like, 100%. Metal Gear Solid. Like, the UI, like, there was a part where he did a UI thing that I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Was it when he rolled cool the cigarette? Because that,
I think
that,
so.
That looked, because you can do that in Metal Gear Solid. That looked very, very, very Metal Gear Solid. But yeah, the aesthetic, everything about it, that was a very, like, standout game for me specifically. And then, of course, the, I want to talk about two more games, but the finale. And the play where they, when they came up and they did an ad for Resident Evil, and they're like, hey, they're doing, dude, a Capcom sell. And, like, it's the RE8. Girl on screen telling you about it, and then they come back to it and like special message, and they're like in a blink of an eye, and I'm like, hang on, dude, are they being cheeky with this? And then that Capcom, the thing about Capcom games and that RE engine is, to me, like, the hair is always a telltale sign if you're playing an RE engine game. Like, the hair just has a look and aesthetic to it. But I was like, is this actually RE9? And it was, and I'm so tapped in. Are you, so you're not an RE guy? You said you're not a horror guy, so you're not.
I'm not usually a Resident Evil guy, but this, the tone they were going for, they mentioned that they were trying something new, and I could definitely feel it. I'm saying that, but also this game, Nano, is where, when I learned I was a sheep. They said they needed more time to make the game, so the whole time, me and my chat were so fucking confused, and I just refused. In my head, I was like, I'm getting like Resident Evil vibes, but they said they weren't, so they're not. Like, it's not. This isn't what it is. Like, they said they're not doing it. It took until the very end when they literally told me it was that I was like, okay, so you got us. You lied to me. but yeah, and then they mentioned they were trying out a different tone for it again, which I think is good. I think, you know, once Resident Evil got to 6 and 6 was 6, I think they were like, all right, we got to start swinging for the fences again.
Yeah.
So they took like a tone change, and I think it was kind of time after 8
7?
Or another. 7 was the big like switch up. Like, 7 was when people were like, whoa, yeah, this is
7
awesome.
7 was awesome. Yeah, 7 was really, really fun.
And then they did 8, and I think people were like, well, it was good, but yeah, no, like, you know, it was like 7. And I think once again, they're like, all right, let's try another big swing. And I think they're going to make it more like...
I do hope Leon's playable, though. I really hope Leon is playable. Cool. I need Leon to be playable.
I mean, Leon is a pretty big character, dude.
So what did you, what game did you think I was going to say? You said, oh no. What game did you think I was about to say?
I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to bring up the puppet game, like the puppet boxing one, because people keep bringing it up and they're like, I really liked it. I was like, I'm not into puppets.
Yeah, I thought it visually is impressive, right? Like that did
it
not
was impressive.
Look
it was impressive.
Like a game, but that's not probably it. I don't know. I'd never say never, but as of right now, it's probably not a game for me. What do you think about the cube? Speaking of Munfish, the cube? I know it's not probably a game
confused.
That... Like, yeah, it's an MMO FPS, but I think
the
aspect
until
of
they
the,
said that at the end, I was trying to determine what it was. I was like, what?
The world
I thought it was
shifting,
like a
though,
PvPvE.
The world shifting, like, is really cool.
Yes, I like the general idea of like the world being a cube and it's like, you know, rotating and shit, and like the way that incorporates in a gameplay, I thought was nice. And also when they say like MMO, like first person shooter, I want to know what the fuck that means. Like, I want to see it. I was sad that I didn't get to see it.
I played a few of those in my day, like Planet. Oh my gosh, what was it called? Planet something too. Planet. Oh, dude. There's been so many free to play. Download this game and try it out. Games over our lifespan. I can't remember all of them, but I gave a few hours to a couple of these FPS and MMO games. There's like two more. I want to personally bring up. And then if you have anything else, but does the Game of Thrones game do anything for you? An RTS Game of Thrones game?
No, I know.
It does.
I thought the
me.
Trailer was nifty.
The trailer,
but you like the RTS though?
Oh, dude, yeah, bro. I used to be a massive RTS head back in the day, bro.
Holy shit!
Stronghold, the Command and Conquer games. Like, dude, we would put so many StarCraft 2. We'd put so many hours into those games, bro. We played a lot of StarCraft 2, especially it came out when I was in college, and I bought an Alienware laptop that could run it. with my like college like money that I definitely should have probably bought that laptop with, but I did. And we played StarCraft 2 like in between classes and shit. Like, yeah, dude, StarCraft 2 was a blast. So a Game of Thrones, I think this is probably one of the best ways they could do a Game of Thrones game if they're not going to go full on out AAA. We're telling the story. And them being cheeky with the trailer and having Jon actually fight the Night King was very, very, very nice. The last game I was going to personally bring up, which, by the way, speaking of Hitman, we're getting a very, very cool crossover with Casino Royale, the 007 movie. That was a really cool one. They spent a lot of time on that, like a lot of time for that being just like, I don't know. And they even brought Mads Mikkelsen out, which was really cool. But I felt like they gave that. I feel like pacing of this show is why I'm giving it a 5. The pacing of this show was really weird, Dotto. I hopefully you can at least admit that. I guess they nailed some stuff for you, but pacing was...
Nah, I mean, I agree. It was really long. Like, again, I was streaming it, and I, like, started streaming, like, 2 hours beforehand, and I was like, damn, dude, like, this is going so long.
But Sonic Racing. Sonic Racing was the last thing I was ever
getting. Sonic Racing, I made fun of that shit when it came on, because I was like, ooh, they brought this to the show after World dropped. But then, like, the guy talked some shit at the... Like, and then they also showed, like, guest characters. So, like, the Miku got a pop, and then, like, the Joker from Persona got a pop.
Minecraft.
And then, then fucking Minecraft Steve got a pop out of me, and I was like, you know what, Sonic guys? You did all right. You did... You know what? I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought it was pretty exciting. I was glad they included it in the show.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I guess we won't talk because I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but apparently the entire roster for that game is completely 100% leaked. So,
ooh, I did not know that. Wait, I'm going to go look at it.
Dude, go look at it. You're going to be very excited about it. It's really good.
Wait, what?
It's really good. Yes.
Sonic,
it's,
what's it called? Sonic Cross Worlds.
Yes, yeah, Sonic Cross League. Worlds League. You should see it.
I'll just give you my sound reaction. Damn, I don't know where the leak is, though. Minecraft Steve was funny. Wait, my God, bro. The leak. Somebody actually posted, dude. Wait, somebody posted. Is this real? Somebody posted an image of some very, like, funny characters together.
Send it to me. Let me see it.
What is this?
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
Damn, they signed a very specific deal then, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Never mind. Because, oh, I see.
Hang on. I will say this one thing. Wait, so have you not seen the Bikini Bottom like stage?
No. What?
There's gonna be a Bikini Bottom stage.
Oh, well, I guess that would make sense, huh?
Yeah. So I think the roster is actually pretty solid. I don't know. I feel like
for what it is, I didn't think there was going to be a crossover racing game, but sure, yeah. I mean,
it's in the name, but yeah, same. I don't think anyone really thought it was going to be quite like that. Hang on, I'm sending you this. Is this what you're looking at?
I'm just now looking at this. Yeah.
That was really all I had for our topics today, man. That was it.
Well, it was a good podcast.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. One final topic.
You baited me.
One final topic. Toyotaro, new manga.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
I didn't know how to feel about this.
I don't either.
Because, like, why do I care? Like, he's a good artist, and, you know, get like, I'm like, he's probably super hyped for it. But at the same time, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on, dude? I thought we were gonna get some more Dragon Ball stuff.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what is going on. Wait, why? I guess what confuses me is if you look up like the top 20 IP in the world, right? I guarantee you, all of them have active ongoing projects. Like, why is Dragon Ball the one that isn't? I don't. Like, what? Why? I don't understand. Like, it genuinely, it makes just no sense. I don't get it. Like, why is Dragon Ball the like stepchild of all of these things? It just, I don't know. Like, they're focusing on One Piece, and apparently until One Piece wraps up, they won't focus on Dragon Ball. And it's like, oh, but One Piece is never gonna wrap up, dude. It's just not. Let's hire a whole new team and let's get them on Dragon Ball.
Can we please do something, people?
Like, what are we talking about? What do you mean, man? So, it is crazy, though. Like, I know there's probably some people like, well, yeah, Marvel's way bigger, but Dragon Ball is only like six slots behind Marvel in terms of overall top grossing like media franchises in the world. Like, that's not that far behind. Like, I don't know. Maybe a lot of us are Dragon Ball coded here, so maybe there were people that were like, Marvel's not going to be as big as Fighters. But Marvel, I knew Marvel was a bigger IP than Dragon Ball, but it's not like that much more, which is kind of crazy. I mean, Goku, people know Goku. Like, Goku's just like, he's a household name. It's kind of crazy. It really is. I just never, in every million years, bro, take that back to 10-year-old Tyler and tell him that and be like, what? Is this guy? They know him? What do you mean?
Anyway. You know, I used to, when I was a kid and somebody would bring up Dragon Ball, I'd be like, what? That's insane. You know about this?
Exactly. The same, dude. But nowadays you'd look stupid if you were like, what, you know about Dragon Ball? And they'd be like, yeah. Like, what are you doing, man? Anyway, yeah, I just want to see how you feel about that. I'm with you. He's probably very excited about it, but the Dragon Ball fan in me is like, but apparently a lot of people are like, well, the wording though is very.
Yeah. I did see this shrouded. Too. They were like, I don't know what the wording is.
And it could definitely mean it's Dragon Ball related, but we will have to wait and see. I mean, I could have sworn, you know, this is, again, let me be a podcast for a second. I could have sworn there were some talks of like the anime of some anime project going on that wasn't Daima and a movie. Am I crazy?
I don't remember that. I feel like we would have talked about that.
Even if he wanted, here's the thing, Dotto. Even if he wanted to go do a manga for a while, we have two whole ass arcs that they need to adapt.
That's true. Like, he doesn't even need to be here right now for this shit, but.
No.
Dude, like, I just can't. Like, it's gotta be a wording thing, right? Like, how. Like, this doesn't make sense. This is like the Chicago Bulls letting Michael Jordan go, like, fucking, like, what do you mean, dude? Like, he's supposed to be our guy right now. Like, what? Like, this is like if the President of the United States took a deal to, like, fucking open his own Arby's. It's like, dude, what the fuck? We signed you on to this job, dude. Where are you going? So it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, but also at the same time, like, if maybe they are on just break and they told him, like, hey, we're not doing shit for a while. So, like, go get a job, basically. What are you telling guy? Like, this is supposed to be our guy. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're not. It's
like, this is our guy. Why is he doing something else right now?
It's so,
I get it, like,
baffling. So baffling.
And again, I don't know the politics. I'm not saying like, bro, get back in there, start cooking, but I am saying like, damn, I am confused, bro. Like, I thought, like, what's going on?
I would imagine most people are. So yeah, I would say I think you can always hinge on the fact that there's going to be something new in the Dragon Ball universe at any given time. But also, this is probably the most unknown we've been again in a while, right? Which we did just wrap up Daima.
We did get Daima, but yeah, this feels bad already again, dude. Like, it already feels bad.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think Daima landed probably nearly as well as they also probably would have wanted. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I don't have all the statistics, but I have to imagine a Daima is not doing as well for them as, like, say, a Moro arc adapted or Granola or just continuing Dragon Ball Super. So we'll have to see what they do. But Dotto, I feel like I hear some music or something.
I hear
like
it
that.
Too.
If they wanted
well,
to watch,
and also, well, hold on, yeah, Anano, hold on, because we got to do some bonus, bro. Like, we're not done yet.
That's what to
the
say.
The music is kicking us out of here, but we're not done.
Yeah. So if you want to watch more of the podcast, just become a key member by joining on YouTube or going to patreon.com/keymoments and join up. But otherwise, we'll see you guys over there. Bye.